Good to be part of that number today, isn't it? Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to have an each and every one of you with us. And we're going to have a good time in the Lord, but I think maybe the building may be leaning over to this side just a little bit. We may have to be careful. Put some people on that side. Balance it up. But thank you all for coming. Good to be in the house of the Lord. We're going to start off with some songs. If anybody has a special or anything, I don't know what Brother Aaron's got, but he will be leading the songs. It's hot. Yeah, it's hot. Need to fix that before we get started. But Brother Darrell Ward's with us today, and we sure do appreciate Brother Darrell. I told him, I said, he always brings a good atmosphere, a good spirit, a good attitude for the first, for January. He's been coming here in January for about 3 or 4 years now in a row. And we sure appreciate him kicking everything off and getting everything ready. And I'm sure he's got something good for us. We appreciate Brother Darrell. He's been sick, so just keep praying for him. He's been deathly sick and to bed for a long time. And now he's getting kind of a little bit recovered, so let's just keep him in our prayers. Amen. And we will have a wonderful time, and then when we get done, we'll have a good meal downstairs and things to do. So God bless you. Thank you again for coming. Appreciate you. And with Brother Aaron, if you would, just come on and lead the song service and turn that arrow.
I did. God bless y'all. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Y'all gonna have to speak now and smile. Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Is it working? Can y'all hear? Because I can't. Is it working?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I can't hear myself, so. That's all right. Amen. Let's sing this song. My heavenly home is bright and fair.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. No pain, no death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling. I feel like traveling home.
so good to me.
Yeah.
I feel like traveling on.
Amen.
I was thinking about that. You know, it said, let others seek a home below.
Right.
And you know, it says, which flames devour, waves overflow. You know, you look out at Los Angeles, it's just a raging inferno right now.
Amen.
We're just talking to Brother Daryl and all those people that went through all those floods up there in western North Carolina and Tennessee. You know, they've lost everything.
Right.
Here it is, wintertime, they're trying to survive.
Right.
But you know, we know all these things are going to take place, but the Lord has been so good to me.
Right.
He's taken care of me all this way.
Amen.
And you know what? Eye has not seen nor ear heard,
right.
Neither has it entered into the heart of man. What God has in store for those that love Him.
Amen.
All these things are going to pass away. Yeah. They're just temporal.
Right.
But we ought to be ready to go.
Amen.
We see the time that we're living in, and I thank God. He gave me eye salve. That I can see the day and hour which I live.
Amen.
The word for my day.
Amen.
So before Brother Ryan comes for the prayer request, I want to sing this song. Just any day now, our Lord is coming.
Amen.
It's the greatest day to see, realizing God's coming back for His people.
Right.
We're going to bypass so many different things.
Right.
Tribulation and all these different things. God's made a way for us.
Yeah.
I'm so glad for that.
Amen.
Just any day.
Visitors with us here. God bless you all. And remember, a couple announcements here. First of all, Sister June has the sewing class on February 9th. Information is on the shelf there outside beside the media room. Take one of those. Also, she says here, want to learn how to knit on a loom? Sister Lily Roberts will hold a class for any age, female or male, on Sunday, February 9th. Sign-up sheet is on the refrigerator. You only need to bring one skein, is that what you say, of chunky yarn. I don't know those big words. Also, remember Brother Darrell Ward ministering for us today. Remember, February 2nd, Vision Books offering, communion foot washing. I'm going to hold some of the announcements for tomorrow and just wait on that. But February 15th is a Valentine banquet. Sign-up is on the fridge. Non-tithe payer couples are welcome. They pay $30 per couple. And I'll start at 3 o'clock for pictures, 3 to 4 for pictures. Brother Burley Williams ministering for us there, and then the following Sunday. And also, remember, also on February 9th is the men's cooking class for us to learn how to cook.
Yeah,
on the pre-service sermon, that was that day on Calvary, 1960. And for prayer requests, continue to remember Little Wells Pritchard. Also, I mentioned my coworker the other day. I said the wrong name. It's a little boy with cancer. He's 3 years old. His name is Jasper Prather. Remember that little boy, one of my coworker's sons. And then also Sister Rebecca Atkins had a special request on WhatsApp. It's just to look it up on WhatsApp. Just remember that special request. All unspoken requests. Let's go to Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us get to be here, Lord, today for this youth gathering. Pray you bless it, especially for the young people, Lord. Let it be a blessing to them, I pray. And help us all to be attentive to hear what's being said. Just give Brother Darrell the words to speak to us, Lord. And thank you for touching him and his body, for taking away that flu. Just continue to give him strength, Lord, and all of the congregation there, Brother Donnie Reagan's church, who've had the flu going around. Continue to touch them, Lord, and minister to them, I pray. Touch all the spoken requests we mentioned here, Lord, the little ones, Lord, Wells Pritchard and little Jasper Prather, Lord, touch him, I pray. And that special request from Sister Rebecca. Bless all the unspoken requests, Lord, the hands were lifted for. And we love you, Lord, and thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You can be seated.
Worship the Lord in tithes and offerings right now.
Lord, please bless the tithes and offerings. Lord, please bless the church prayer, bless nothing else. Lord, please bless all brother today, Lord. Just let them help them minister unto us, Lord. Just thank their thing. Just now I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good to have our visitors today. And if you anybody has a special they'd like to sing today, I know the Calhoun family does. And so we're looking forward to that. We appreciate them always coming, and they always have a song, and they always have a smile.
Amen.
So we're looking forward to that. If anybody else has one, you just raise your hand, and we'll be happy for you to sing with us today. And you know, we just want to worship the Lord today, and
Amen.
And then give time to the Word. Let Brother Dale just whatever he's got on his heart today,
Amen.
Just
right.
Just. Obey the Holy Spirit today. Yep. Let's all stand, and I want to sing this song. You know, sometimes you try to find songs that, for a youth service and things you just pray about and everything. But I want to go back. This is a song we probably haven't sang in quite a while. Some of y'all will know this song, and you got to be involved.
Right. Amen.
The song is... If you remember Brother Dick Addison, Brother Dick used to sing, "There is a flag flown high from the castle of my heart."
Yeah.
Well, listen, you got to raise your hands. But we don't nobody like this.
Flag high.
Flag's got to go up.
Yeah, man.
We got no flags at half mast today.
That's right.
We're going to get our hands up.
Yeah, man.
Because you want the world to know that the King is in residence today.
Yeah.
Because I want the world to know he's made a difference in my life. Because, you know, we're supposed to let our light shine. Be an example to the world. Because they let whatever they believe, they let it be known. They're not ashamed of who they are. But we shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
There is a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, the castle of my heart, the castle of my heart. There is a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, for the King is in residence there. So wave it high in the sky. So wave it high in the so wave it high in the sky. Let the whole world know that the King is in Razzle's land.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can say that you're free today. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen. Well, God bless you. You can have your seats. And we're going to have the Calhoun family come and sing for us and bless us with a song. And then if anybody else has a song you're able, just raise your hand. We'll be glad to let you sing. Yes. Yes. And Sister Pam, Kanda's with us today. We're always glad to see her. And tickle the ivories.
That's right.
A lot of y'all don't know, but Sister Pam played at our wedding. You didn't sing, but he did. But he was one of my groomsmen, Brother Wade was. Many years ago. Back when we had dark hair. I got it. Here you go.
I have certainly been blessed. I never knew that the Lord would bless me with my own choir.
when everything is sinking around you. There's a rock to lean on, a rock to stand on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. We have some, I guess we have some more visitors back there in the back. God bless y'all. Happy to have y'all with us today. Anybody else got a song today? Going once, going twice. Well, let's sing this song. It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble.
It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan that in all things like a man he would live so he could give to us the life behind the name. It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan that in all things like a man he would live so he could give to us the life behind the name. It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan that in all things like a man he would live so he could give to us the life behind the name.
Amen. Amen. That's what we are possessors of, eternal life. Amen. Let's sing this song, number 31, key of G. Standing on the promises of Christ my King. Amen.
As standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh yes, I'm standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, and standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, oh yes, I'm standing. Standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, and standing on the promises I now can sing. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me, standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God. Let's all stand. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. I'm I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, yes, I'm standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. And standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, yes, I'm standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Sing it to him again.
Oh, yes, I'm standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
What did he promise? Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst.
Amen.
Let's stand on that promise today.
Amen.
That he'll come among us in a way that only God knows you need.
That's right.
Preacher doesn't know it, I don't know it, but you do.
Right.
You know what you need, and you just open your heart and listen to our brother and let him help you. Let the Lord help you through him. That's what we believe in the ministry, that we're just conduits.
Right.
Move ourselves out of the way and let God do the speaking.
Amen.
If we do it, we mess up.
Right.
We're human. But he was human one time, but he's still Almighty God.
Right.
And he don't make mistakes.
Right.
Good to have Brother Martin with us and all those behind you also. That's from your church too? Okay. Does anybody need interpretation? We have an interpreter back here if you need. If you all understand English, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about them. It's hard for some of these people to understand it too. But if you don't need it, that's fine. But we have an interpreter if you need one. So God bless you. Thank you all for coming. Man, that's
Amen.
A good group, Brother Martin. God bless you. Thanks for coming.
Amen.
Just make yourself at home. You're not a visitor. You've been here many times before. But if you've never been here before, you worship the Lord in the way you worship the Lord.
Amen.
Let him take over your heart.
Right.
And then you act accordingly.
Amen.
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 But good to have everybody here. This is great. We weren't expecting this many people, but that's okay. We got plenty to eat. But we're going to eat up here first. This is going to be first. And Brother Darrell will bring you he'll bring you a 7-course meal.
Amen.
Just listen to what he's got to say, because he's a wonderful brother. Love his spirit. Always love his spirit. Be around him. And we appreciate him from Brother Donnie Reagan's church there in Johnson City, Tennessee. And he's went many, many countries. I know he's told the story before, but if you never heard the story, he joined the army to see the world. He got stationed in like Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and never left the United States. But by God's grace, when God put him in his army, he's been to at least 30-something countries, I know. So he was just his thoughts were in the right place, but he's in the wrong army. But he's in the army of God now, so he's been all through those countries and getting ready to go again. So let's just pray for him. He's been sick, been in the bed for several days, so with the type A flu, but he don't have it now. And he's going to pour his heart out to us. I know for a fact that you'll get a blessing if you'll just open up your heart and let God speak to you. Let's sing Word of God, Ever True.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk.
It's all about the Word. That's why I love this song.
They resound with God's own heart. Cold in this world wherever we roam, the Word of God will guide us home.
You believe that?
Word of God is ever true, changing me.
We've come with open hearts that he can fill it.
Yes, sir. That's right. Amen.
And the more we can empty out, the more of himself he can put in.
Yes. Amen.
What a wonderful hour it is to be living.
Amen.
When God has kept his promises to us, every promise that he's made, he's kept to us. Is that not true?
Right.
Amen. He said he'd heal us when we're sick. Did he do it?
Amen.
He said he'd save us when we're lost. Did he do it?
Amen.
He said he'd give us the Holy Ghost. Did he do it?
Right.
He said, behold, I send you Elijah. Did he do it?
Amen.
And that same God said, I'll change your bodies in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and he will do it.
Amen.
Amen. And it's closer today than it was yesterday.
Amen.
Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus and count it an honor to be with you. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Isaiah. We want to read from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. We have just a simple little thought for the young people we trusted to be. Okay. I trust it to be a blessing to the young people and to us old folks too. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. We appreciate Brother Dale inviting us to come. And like I said, we've been just a wee bit under the weather, but feeling just still a little bit weak. But had the flu about a week or so ago, and it knocked us down pretty good. But we're back up and going.
Yes, sir, man.
So we just trust that the Lord will just strengthen us this afternoon. Bring greetings to you from my pastor, Brother Donnie Reagan, and folks up home. And
amen.
We just trust the Lord to bless you. Appreciate you coming out on a Saturday afternoon, a little bit wet and cold outside, and a little bit foggy on the mountains coming over today. And we're just glad you're here. I'm glad to be here, and we're thankful he's here.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. The Bible says this, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
And then flew one of the serpents unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar.
Amen.
And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away,
amen,
and thy sin purged.
Amen.
And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us?
Amen.
Then said I, here am I, send me.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
You,
I want to speak on that thought for just a few minutes this afternoon on, here am I, send me. Let's bow our heads. Almighty God, how we thank you, Lord, for your blessings of life that you have given us. Lord, we are so grateful that we can gather here, Lord, under the revelation of thy word that's been given in this hour, Lord. Knowing, dear God, that your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which you have sent and purposed for it to do. And Lord, I pray today that you'd bless each one that has come, Lord, and made the effort, Father. God, if they be sick among us, may they be healed. And they be some that would be weary, may they be made strong, Lord. Others, Lord, that maybe have drifted, may this be the hour of a reconsecration as we come into a new year, Lord. May we lay aside the mistakes of last year and place them in the bleach of thy blood, Lord, that we may come forth, Lord, stronger with a greater ambition and a desire and a motive to serve you, Lord. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, as we've seen, Lord, the fires that are raging out on the West Coast, Lord God. And Father, we know if that's in the natural, Father, we pray that in the spiritual that you would set our souls on fire, dear God, that we would be consumed by the Holy Ghost, Lord, that others could see the light in this midst of darkness. Lord, speak to your children today. Forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings and mold us to an image that you would be pleased to dwell in. We thank you for these young people, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity. May you have your way today, we pray, as we commit these things into thy hands for thy glory. And the saints said, amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated this afternoon. Here am I. Send me. You know, brothers and sisters, we're living today in an age that is the most deceiving. It is the wickedest and the darkest of all ages.
Amen.
We're living in the age that is the consummation of all of the evil of the six previous ages. All the evil that was in Luther's day and Wesley's day has all come up to a head in this day that we are now living in. And the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, when men's hearts were continually evil, so shall it be in that day when the Son of Man shall be revealed.
Amen.
And I was talking to my wife the other day, and I was telling her, you know, I said, by God's grace, he has allowed us to see. And because we see light, sometimes I think we fail to realize just how blinded this generation has become. You know, you cannot really appreciate darkness if you can still see light. And even if you shut your eyelids, you know, you can still see light through the eyelids. But we're living in a time when there's gross darkness upon the earth and gross darkness upon the people. And I think because that we can see light, that sometimes we fail to realize just how dark it is. It's really hard to comprehend blindness if you can see. Is that all right? The world we're living in today is now moving in almost total insanity. It's the darkest and the gross darkness that is upon this age that has drawn the people into insanity. It is an age of me and not of us. It is an age of isolation. It is a day of self-love when people love their self more than they love their brother. Amen. It's an isolation, and in darkness drives humans to the brink of insanity. And we can understand that from the isolation of the COVID that we have just come through and how it isolated the people and the darkness of the age. You can see the insanity that has manifested among the people. And science actually did an experiment, and they found out that isolation, total isolation and darkness drives humans to the brink of insanity. This Laodicea age is the age of blindness. It is the age of darkness. That darkness that it's in our college, it's in our schools, it's in our neighborhoods, it's in our governments. And you might as well say amen, it's the truth.
Amen.
It's an age of deceit. It's an age of falsehood. It's an age of fake news.
Amen.
The prophet of God said it this way. He said, blind Laodicea, how blind can we get? Blind Laodicea, the leading of the blind of this age, under false pretense, under false creeds, under dogmas that's false, under denominations that's false, under creeds and books that's false. Oh, blind Laodicea, leading the blind, you're all headed for the ditch. Blind leaders of the blind, will they not all fall into the ditch? Truly a blind Laodicea church age, just exactly what the Bible said would be. So blinded, the prophet said, that they cannot see how miserable, how deceived that they really are. For they say, I am rich, I sit as a queen, I have need of nothing. And the Bible said, knowest thou not that you're poor, miserable, blinded, wretched, naked, and don't even know it. It's the thus saith the Lord of Revelation 3. Amen. The prophet said, if you've never read it, you need to read it. That's what she is. And she don't even realize it.
That's right.
No wonder the Bible said in the last days it shall come to pass. What is it? There'll be signs in the heavens, flying saucers, where even the Pentagon don't even know what to think about it. And if you follow the news, you found out that for once here in just the last few years that our government has actually acknowledged that they've been investigating UFOs. Unidentified flying objects. The Pentagon finally admits it. Investigating UFOs, fearful sights in the sky, men's hearts failing for fear, perplexed of time, distress between nations, as our brother sang about, all sinking sands of time. The sea roaring, tidal waves, earthquakes. The prophet said, but you know what I'm thinking? Said Jesus said, before he comes, there'll be signs in the heaven above. Did you notice? Before he destroys Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sex affairs. He sent angels down to investigate it. And angels has come to the earth in the last few years. They call them UFOs. The prophet said they don't know what it is. But we know it's investigating angels. They've even stood and had their picture taken. That's right. Angelic beings has visited. Taking the word of God back to the Father. That sin is heaped up till the stars can hardly shine. The moon and the world is reeling like a drunk man coming in at night. But no matter how dark it gets, God never changes his word. God's word never changes. There's a pattern to God's word. He has never changed his pattern of work. He prophesies what will happen. Then he sends somebody down to vindicate that. Like the days of Noah, God said he would destroy the earth. He sent Noah to tell the people, get into the ark. It's going to rain. He prophesies what will happen. Then he sends somebody down and vindicates that. And it goes over the head of millions. Because darkness covers the earth at that time. And people love darkness more than they do light. Because darkness has a lot of pleasure. But Rev said, I seen a Hollywood play not long ago. Said life begins after the sun goes down. He said, that's when death begins. When all these nightclubs and where they think they're living, but they're dying. And so is it today that the gross darkness is coming up on the people. And here we are, friends. This is where we're at in 2025. You said, Brother Darrell, this is a young people's meeting. I thought you was going to encourage us. Just hang on.
Amen. Go ahead.
You're good. Amen. Gross darkness is upon the people. He said there'll be earthquakes in diverse places. Earthquakes in diverse places. And I looked up, do you know, in the last 24 hours in the United States alone, there has been 165 earthquakes just in the U.S. Just in the U.S. Over 480 some earthquakes worldwide in the last 24 hours. And the Bible said there would be earthquakes in many different places. It only increases all the time. The old hole is getting thin. The coming of the Lord is at hand. Amen. The judgments of God that he spoke of. He said the people would get to the place that they'll fall away. And gross darkness will cover the earth. Yes. And when spiritual darkness gets upon the earth, it's the time for the enemy to attack. We're in that hour of gross darkness. You know, I just come through the floods up in Western North Carolina. If you've not seen the destruction, it's just, you can't even comprehend it in your mind when the Nolichucky come out of its riverbanks up there and how it washed away Irwin and the different places over there in Western North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee. And that flood just came in, taking buildings, taking, I've seen cars 6 foot off the ground up in trees. I seen pumpkins that was in a pumpkin patch, 8 foot off the ground, stuck up in trees because of the flood. And when it comes in, when the flood comes in, it just washes away everything. You can see some of the videos that's on YouTube, how that is just in a moment of time, it destroyed houses, broke them up, and washed them away. The spiritual darkness upon the earth has opened up the floodgates to allow the God of this evil age to unleash his destruction upon our communities, upon our government, our homes, our families. Satan is like a flood, a raging river of water, destroying anything that's in his path. The Bible said the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is the world around us as we know it today, under a spirit of destruction. You say you paint a dark picture. That's where we're at.
Right.
But oh, praise God. For God said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said, I will raise up a standard against it. And if God said he will do it, he will do it. Amen. But I believe the enemy's dashing, and God's here right now. He's raising up a standard. Yes. What is the standard? It's the word of God. Amen. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never fail.
Amen.
Amen. The word can't change or be changed because it is the word of God. All other ground is seek and stand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh.
Amen.
Then the Word of God made flesh is the standard that God... Are you listening to me? The Word of God made flesh is the standard that God raises up. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, he said, this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. It'll come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And when he preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, people were shouting, praising God. They were pricked in their hearts, and the Jews were standing by and said, what must we do to be saved? And he said, men and brethren, repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, even as far off as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad he's left us a witness in this hour that we're living in. He has not left us in this dark age without a witness. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost is to be poured out upon you and upon your children, even as far off as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Then
what the church was at Pentecost is the standard. That is the pattern. There is no other pattern. No matter what the scholars say. God has not changed that pattern. What God did at Pentecost, he has to keep on doing until the church ages close. Amen. Then if you go in a rapture, young people, it'll not be because you believe God sent a prophet. No. It'll not be because you've got a message book. Come on, somebody. But the only way is you have met this person. Hallelujah. And that life is burning in your soul. Amen. That's the only thing that'll take us out of this earth. Amen. It's not enough. That's no more than signing your name on a roll. You must have that experience with God. Amen. Hallelujah. What happened on the day of Pentecost? What happened? The prophecies of the prophets was made flesh.
Amen. Right.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the word of God will raise a standard up against it. Yeah. And we just looked at the flood of the darkness of Laodicea. Then what is the standard that God is raising up in this hour? Not a creed, not a dogma, not a church member, but the word made flesh once again. In my flesh, in your flesh, making him the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The standard is the word.
Amen.
God will raise up a standard against it. It's the word made flesh, the dynamics and the mechanics working in a body on the earth. God has allotted his word. God has allotted his word to be manifested in this day. In a day of gross darkness, it's the only light we have. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Then he turned around and said, you're the light of the world. Did he forget what he said? Did he change his mind? No, he was giving you a revelation. I'm the light of the world. Now you'll be the light of the world. Why? Because he will be in you. Hallelujah. What is the evening light? It's not the name of the message church. What is the evening light? It's you, the word made flesh. Amen. In a time of gross darkness, there's a light shining. It's the word made flesh. God is going to let somebody manifest that. Somebody is going to do that. Somebody is going to be that. And I say, Lord, here I am. Send me. Come on, somebody. Why not me? Why not you? Somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to become that word. Somebody's going to become that standard. I say, here am I, Lord.
Amen.
The evening time there shall be light. Hear my Lord.
Amen.
That same gospel, that same Christ that lived in flesh back yonder at the beginning on the eastern people shall live again in the western people.
Right.
At the end time, it shall be light in the evening time. Amen. I'm the light of the world, he said. You're the light of the world. Amen. The evening light, it's a body, a word body, a bride. For the word groom, a word bride for the word groom.
Amen. Right.
Brother Bram said in marriage and divorce, if you want to see what a man really is, look at what he marries.
Yep. Right.
Then what must Christ, if he takes a bride, what must she be? Exactly like him.
Amen.
Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit, life of his life. She is him. Hallelujah.
Right.
Somebody's going to be there.
Amen.
I say, why not you?
Amen.
Why not me?
Amen.
Here I am, Lord.
Amen.
Somebody's going to be the standard. Somebody's going to tear Satan's kingdom down.
Amen.
Some young person's going to overcome. Some young person's going to be victorious.
Come on, brother.
Some young person's going to take a body change.
Amen.
Some young person's going to be that word made flesh.
Amen.
I say to you this afternoon, why not you?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Here am I. Send me. Oh, it may seem strange, a very strange thing in an age of grace when God's taking a people for his namesake, his bride, that in this evil age, it should be called an age of evil, when there is a God in this age called the God of this evil age.
Right, right. Amen.
This very age when this darkness is upon the earth that we have described to you, when we see the world in this condition, it's at that time God is calling the people
Amen.
For his namesake.
Amen. Yep, sir, brother. Amen.
Calling the people, calling the young people out of this evil age.
Right.
This is the age that he's speaking of.
Yep.
A very strange thing to think that in this evil age like this, that God would be calling his bride.
Right. Uh-huh.
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
That's right, brother.
Can anything good come out of Laodicea? I say yes.
Yes.
I'm looking at it.
Yes.
Right. Amen. He said a people. Notice he didn't say a church.
Right,
he said a people. Those
Amen.
People will be called a church.
Amen.
But he's not calling a church. He's calling a people.
Amen.
Calling mommies. Calling daddies. Calling brothers.
Amen.
Calling sister. Individuals. The word made flesh.
Amen. Right.
He's calling the people.
Yeah.
I say, why not us?
Amen.
Why not now?
Amen.
Here am I, Lord.
Yes.
Send me.
Amen.
In our scripture reading, we find King Uzziah and Isaiah. The prophet, he lived in the days of Uzziah, the king, and both of them were young together.
Yep, right.
They were bosom buddies, the prophet and the king. They were just, the prophet said, they were chums.
Yep, right.
And Isaiah stayed at the palace, and he leaned upon the arm of the king. And we find out this young king has such an influence over Isaiah.
Yep, right.
He became a hero
yep.
to Isaiah. Listen to me, young people. Choose your friends
yes.
wisely.
Right.
If you have a friend that tries to pull you away from this message, they are not your friend.
Amen.
If you've got a boyfriend that tries to pull you away from this message, they are not the right boy for you. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Say amen. You know it's the truth. How Satan would like to wreck out our lives and crash us up and throw us into a prison house. But I'm telling you, he has come to open the prison doors. Here not long ago, I saw an eagle try to fly. Now, an eagle is a heaven-born bird. Meant to excel in the heavens. I was coming down through Kentucky, and I come down this country road, and this bald eagle fell out of the sky, and he dropped down on the road, and he picked up a dead, I believe it was a possum, if my memory serves me right. And I was coming down the road, and I was watching this, and this eagle was trying to lift off the ground with this possum, but it was too heavy for him.
Yeah.
And it was dragging him down. But I watched him. You know what he did? He finally let go of it. Because I was approaching him, danger was approaching, and he finally let go of the thing that was holding him back. And I say to you, if you eagle, if something is holding you down, if something won't let you fly to where God wants you to be, it's time to let go. We was born for the heavens. Come on, somebody. We was born not to be defeated. We're living in a defeated age, but we are not a defeated people. Do you understand? We was born. We was predestinated. We was ordained of God for the rapture. He can put you in Jesus' day. He can have put you in Luther's day. He can have put you in Wesley's day. He can have put you in the age of the restoration of the gifts. But he placed you here now.
Amen.
amen, they were bosom buddies, but this king was a bad influence over Isaiah. The prophet said, you see, the king had made an example before Isaiah. Isaiah seen that the king, as soon as he got out of his calling, God smote him with leprosy.
Right.
And Isaiah thought, what must I do? Uzziah was dead. He had leaned heavily on his arm and he thought he was gone. What would he do? Life itself was gone for him nearly.
Yep.
What did the young prophet do? He made his way down to the temple to pray.
Right.
He fell down at the altar and he cried out. That's where it has to begin for all of us young people.
Right.
We know the altar's in your heart. You know what I'm saying. But it's come to that place. That if something has influenced you away from God, it's time to break away from that and come down to the altar and settle it with God.
Amen.
You say, Brother Darrell, I've had such a rough time. Sometimes, if you got to understand, sometimes God will let the very props be knocked out from under us. Sometimes he lets sickness strike us. He lets disappointments, heartache strike us. Sometimes he does that to get you where you can be influenced by the word of God. The prophet said, be wise enough to catch it. Don't be stupid enough to walk away from it. What a powerful statement from a prophet of God. Be wise enough to catch it. Don't be stupid enough to walk away from it. What's God doing? Milestones, changing our direction. I just listened to it coming down the road today. From that time, from that time, many of us, we have a place. For us, I was thinking coming down the road, for us, for my family, it's from that time of the accident when Jessica was struck by the train and two of our family was killed. Everything goes back from that time. Our lives changed drastically. And when you meet God from that time, you're never the same again. You can come to the altar. You can make all kinds of promises. You can make all kinds of New Year resolutions. But until you meet God. And have an experience for yourself. You can't go in on Daddy's experience. You can't go in on the pastor's experience. You've got to know him for yourself. But the most wonderful thing about it is he wants to know you that way. Changing our directions at junctions of time. In the altar is where he caught the vision. He seen God sitting on the throne. He said, I saw God lifted up way up above any man here on earth, above a Solomon or a David or a Uzziah. God was lifted to a place that man cannot come. And then he became influenced of another way. He saw God lifted up high way up his train. And when he saw those mighty beings and the palace was filled with smoke, and he looked at the pillars of the temple and the posts begin to shake at their voice. He never saw that by Uzziah. He saw that a mortal man could fall. No matter how much he's blessed, he can still fall. But he looked at the one who cannot fall, whose foundation is sure. Even the pillars of the temple moved at their voices. And he began to confess. He said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell amidst the people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And after his confession comes his cleansing. And then from the cleansing come the commission. That was the commission. After he confessed and after he was cleansed, it was then that the clean Isaiah answered God and said, here am I, Lord. Send me. After he was cleansed and confessed, cleansed by fire, then the clean Isaiah was ready for work. He was ready to be an example. He was ready to have his life put out that others could be influenced by him. But until he had confessed it, until he was cleansed, he was a very poor influence. Just a puppet for a king. You know, Brother Bram said he was out in California and he saw a man come walking down the street. Said, I'm a fool for Jesus Christ. And people was laughing at him and making fun of him. And prophet said, when the man walked by, he had a sign on his back and said, whose fool are you? And the prophet said, we're going to be somebody's fool. You're going to be somebody's puppet. I say, let's be surrendered out to the King of glory. That his light can shine through us, that we can be the right kind of influence on our friends, our boyfriends, our girlfriends, our mama, our daddy. Come on, somebody. Somebody's going to be the evening light. Somebody's going to manifest that word that God promised it would be here. Somebody's going to be that. Are you ready? Are you ready? It's a confession and a cleansing and a commission. Let's go down to the house of God. Let's have our hearts at the altar. Let's look up and see what Jesus looks like. which is the word.
Right.
Then we can answer, Lord, here I am.
Yes.
Send me.
Amen.
Send me to the house to be a better wife.
Right.
Send me to school to be a better teenage girl.
Right.
Send me to school to be a better teenage boy.
Yes.
Send
right.
me to the pulpit to be a different kind of minister.
Right.
Send me to my business to be a different kind of businessman.
Amen.
When we see you are our example,
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Amen.
People of this day with their great desires and their great ambitions to be like somebody else, they want to be like some big sports star or some big movie star.
Right.
And how does most of them end up with their lives crashed out?
Right. Right. Amen.
Dying in a lonely hotel room somewhere. That's not our example.
Right.
That's not what he put us here to be. Let us put us here to be an example.
Yes.
You see, listen to me. If everybody took Christ as their example, think about this. If everybody took Christ as their example, we could fire every policeman that was in this nation today.
Right.
Amen.
If everybody took Jesus Christ as their example.
Amen.
If everybody would be meek and humble, if everybody would be kind and have brotherly love for one another, there would never be a divorce case.
Nope.
Ever planted in our country.
Amen.
There would never be any sickness.
Nope.
We could dismiss every hospital.
Yeah. Right.
If
Amen.
Everybody tried to make Jesus Christ their example,
right.
we wouldn't have a need of nothing else.
Amen.
Right.
Exactly. Amen.
But I say this today, this city, Lula, Georgia, this city will never make Jesus Christ their example. This nation that I love, when I was a young man, I joined the army to serve my country, to protect the rights of freedom. I just love this country. But this nation, I know you can put a Trump on every corner, you'll never change this nation. She'll never make Christ as her example. The state of Georgia, the people, they'll never make Christ as their example. Not the mayor. Not the governor. Not the president. Not the city, not the state,
Amen.
Not the nation.
That's right.
And it's sad to say, but not even in every church will they make Christ as their example. But I say to you, wouldn't it be wonderful if you did?
Come on,
right.
Amen.
If I did.
Yes.
If it would just start with me.
Amen.
If it would just start with me.
Amen.
I say, why not you?
Right.
Why not us?
Right, brother. Amen.
Why not now?
Yeah. Right.
I say, Lord, send me.
Yeah.
Let me be that example.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me be his humility.
Yeah.
Let me be his love. Let me be his long-suffering.
Yeah.
Let me be his mercy. Let me be his grace.
Amen.
Let healing virtues flow through me.
Amen.
That
right.
others may see sure. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. To be humble. To be reverent and to be in action, to be cleansed, to be a witness. When he raised up from there, he had a real confession, a real cleansing. Then when the call come, who'll go for us?
Right.
Then Isaiah answered, here am I, send me.
Amen. Right.
Your life will influence your family. It'll influence your neighbor. It'll influence your church.
Yes.
Just say, here am I, Lord, send me. Let my influence be upon others for me to live as Christ and to die as gain.
Amen. Right.
Let the word, let this word be an influence to me.
Amen.
Let our lights shine.
Yes.
Put forth our efforts and all that we know how to bring this gospel, this evening tide, the tithes, the truly of sin is flowing in, unbelief on every hand. So many horrible things facing us, facing this nation.
Yep.
But we have the assurance that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the word of God will raise a standard up against it.
Right.
The Father promised it. I'm so thankful.
Yes.
So here am I, Lord.
Amen.
Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you it's not for you.
On,
the Spirit of God is calling you.
Amen.
He calls through the ministry. He calls through the song service.
Right.
He calls through the specials. He's wooing you like a dove calling to its mate, telling it's you.
Right.
You're the one I want. You're the one I need.
Amen. Right.
Amen. God don't need my ability. God don't need my education. God don't need my finances. He just needs my skin.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you it's not for you, or tell you you've gone too far, or you've made a horrible mistake. We've all made horrible mistakes.
Amen.
That's
right.
Why there's a blood to cleanse us.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
We get back up, we knock
Amen.
The dust off,
yeah.
and we go again, because we were born for a purpose.
Amen.
Right.
Amen,
brother.
Amen. Who will go? Can you hear his call? Will you answer him? Here am I, Lord. Who will be Jesus to a dying world?
Yes.
Who will be the light in the darkness of Laodicea?
Right.
Who
right.
will be Jesus
yes.
to them?
Amen.
Right.
Amen. I heard a story. It always stuck with me. Just before we close, here a few years ago, some businessmen lived. They lived in New Jersey, but they worked over in New York. And so every Friday they would catch what we call a puddle jumper flight out of New York and go back down into New Jersey. And so they told their wives, said, we'll get together Friday evening for supper and we'll all eat together. And so it had been a busy week and it was late. And so when they got to the airport, they was late. Anybody that's ever been at the airport late, there's only one way to get to the gate. That's run. And so they were running, trying to get to the gate so they could catch the flight home to be with their wives. And when they come around the corner, they saw this girl. She had an apple cart, but it was too late. They ran all over her. They knocked her off of her stool, knocked the cart over, knocked the apples everywhere, but they kept on running. And when they got to the gate, one of them got to feeling bad, and he told his buddies, he said, you go on, I feel bad, I'm going to go back and check on that girl. And they said, you better come on, your wife's expecting you. He said, tell her what happened, tell her I catch the later flight, I'll see her later on tonight. And when he goes back to where this girl is, she's still in the floor, and she's weeping. And he noticed for the first time she was blind. And she was going, would someone help me, please? She says, oh, Jesus, please help me, Jesus. And so the man went over, and he picked up the cart, and he picked up the stool, and he lifted it up and said, here, you sit here. And he picked up all the apples and all the ones that were bruised. He set them aside so she wouldn't sell them, and all the ones that wasn't, he cleans them up and stacked them all up. And then he pulled $20 out of his pocket and he placed it in her hand. He said, now these are for the apples that we bruised that you can't sell. It's more than enough. And he said, we're so sorry that this happened to you. He said, but I need to go check about my flight. He said, but you're okay. And as he turned to leave, this little blind girl spoke up and said, mister, are you Jesus?
Come on now.
He said, no. No. Why would you think that? She said, because I was in the floor and nobody would help me. And I said, Jesus, would you please help me? He said, I no sooner said that and I heard you speak. He said, I was just wondering, are you Jesus?
Yeah.
He said, no, I follow him, but I'm not him. And he got on the plane and he got to thinking, looking out the window, flying over into New Jersey, those words, mister, are you Jesus? And I say this as we close. Let me live the kind of life that if my neighbor was blind, they could never see my Eagle belt buckle. They could never see my Malachi 4 license plate or all those things that we identify with this message. Do I live such a life that if my neighbor was blind, I could still see Jesus? I could still see Jesus.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
I want my wife to see him.
Yeah, right.
I want my children to see him. I want my grandchildren to see Jesus.
Right.
And there's only one way to do that.
Right.
I just surrender to
right.
him.
Amen.
Say, here I am, Lord.
Right.
Take
right.
my life. Take everything
Amen.
About
yeah.
me.
Amen.
And use me
yeah.
for your glory.
That's right, brother. Right.
Amen. As we come to the close, I wonder, friends, as we come into this new year, it was just a few days into it. What do you really want to accomplish this year? If your life is cut short and they row you up here, what will they say about our life?
Right, brother.
Oh, let them say one thing. I saw Jesus in that man. I saw Jesus in that young girl. I saw Jesus in that young boy.
Right,
that the world, in this age of gross darkness, when God said he would raise up a standard, the word made flesh.
Amen.
You be that standard.
Yeah.
How do I do it, Brother Darrell? How could I become that? There's only one way. That's to surrender at an altar.
Right.
And
right.
the altar's
Amen.
In your heart.
Amen.
Just let God let go. Let God
yeah.
have his wonderful way.
Right.
Amen. When the coals of fire touch the prophet, yes, making him as pure can be.
Right.
When the voice of God said, he'll go for us.
Right.
Then he answered. He couldn't answer till then.
Nope.
But then he answered, Master, here am I. Send me.
Amen.
Send me. Do you love him?
Thank you, Lord.
Let's just bow our heads. I trust we've not kept you long. I know you got food and some things planned, but it just come on my heart. This yesterday evening, and I was looking at this, and I thought, oh, God. Oh, God. Let me live that kind of life.
Right.
Heavenly Father, as we bow before you, Lord, I pray, dear God, in this coming year, may you use us as never before for thy glory. May you set our souls on fire once again, Lord. If we've here, God, and we've cooled off, maybe we lost the focus, Lord, or we've lost our goal, or we've let the cares of life and the things of life to come between us, Lord. Let this, as we come into this new year, oh God, not a new resolution of new pledges, but oh God, let it be a time of a cleansing, Lord, at thine altar, dear God, of a confession of, Lord, I need more of you in my life. Lord, I've let this come in between us, but God, I don't want that no more. Oh God, I don't want to try to fly with that heavy weight, Lord. I was born for more than this. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, if there would be one here, Lord, this meeting is not in vain. There'd be one young person, one mama, one daddy, one brother, one sister that would make that commitment today. Oh, God. For we know, Lord, that one person on fire could set the whole church on fire. Oh, Lord God, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, let it start here at the pulpit with me, Lord. As I lay before your altar today, dear God, I ask you, Lord, cleanse me, dear God. Set me aside. Use me for your glory. Oh, God, let me be a witness. Let my wife, let my children, Lord, let my family see you, Lord, I pray. Grant it today, Lord. Grant it today. May the word speak to the hearts of your people. Grant it, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Well, every head's bowed just for a moment. If you're here, not to point you out, not to embarrass you, I wouldn't do that for nothing. But if the word has spoke to your heart, look, young people, look around us. Look what's happening out in California right now. She's burning to the ground, and she'll slide beneath the ocean. She's doomed. And we see these things happening, the words that the prophet said would take place that's happening all around us. And are you ready? Are you ready? Have you let things come in between you? Have you got your focus on something else? You want to something get you? Look, there's nothing wrong with trying to get an education, but don't let the education take the place of God. Don't let your job, don't let your ambition of what you want to be in life, let it take the place of God in your life. Put him first. As I read many years ago a book, I think it was by Jim Brown, if I remember, serves me right, called I Am Third. My God is first, my family is second, and I am third. Always put God first in your life. If you hear and the word is spoke to you, I wonder if you just raise your hand and say, here am I, Lord. Oh, Lord, use me. Don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do, Lord. If you're here, if you just, God bless that hand. God bless that hand. God bless that hand. That hand there, yes. God bless those hands there. God bless your hand. God bless your hand. Yes, God bless you. God bless your hand. Anyone else? God bless your hand there. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, you see the hands that was raised, God. And Father, in this moment of sincerity, look upon our lives, dear God. Take our hearts, Lord. Take our ambitions. Take everything that we have today. We lay it upon the altar, dear God. Consume us by thy fire, O God, and bring us forth in this new year with a new ambition and a new desire and a new focus and a new goal to be more like you. Father, I pray for these young people. I pray for the mothers and fathers that have brought them here today. God, may there not be a one of us left behind. May there not be a one of us miss it, Lord. Father, we've seen, God, how fast things can change. Oh, Lord, I pray, God, may we be ready against that hour, Lord, as we commit our lives into your hands. I pray in the name of Jesus, by the same anointing that raised my Lord from the grave, may that same anointing move upon every heart today, dear God. Every hand that was raised, knowing, dear God, that the Holy Spirit draws near us and causes us to raise our hands, dear God, to break gravity, to acknowledge that your presence is here, Lord. And Father, I ask, dear God, may you look upon every heart today. And may you use us for your glory. You say, here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Amen. Grant it, Father God. Grant it, Lord Jesus, we pray today. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Jesus, use me. Oh, Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's lonely, Lord, help my will. Be great, I'll work for you. Oh, Jesus, use me. Oh, Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. And though the cross be great, I'll work for you. Oh, Jesus, use me. Oh, Lord.
Can we just raise our hands to him now? Let it be your commitment.
For surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cross be great, I'll work for you.
God bless you, saints.
Oh, Jesus, use me. Oh, Lord, don't refuse me.
God bless you, buddy.
For surely there's a work that I can do.
Glad that God doesn't think like we think. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways.
Amen.
If we were earthly minded people, when we read that scripture that God would raise up a standard, we would think, man, he's going to build some big steel and metal, and if you go to the Pentagon and they say, well, this person's got a weapon, and what do? We start putting our mind together and we start putting stuff together. All God wants is human flesh. That's all he wants. He wants a yielded human flesh. That's the standard that God's raising in this hour. And Satan can't stand it, because that's the weakest thing there is on the face of the earth, is your flesh. And God's going to use it to raise that standard up. And I've always said, I don't want to be in a bomb shelter. I don't want to be underground. All I want is for his feathers to cover me when the storm goes to raging. I want to be under his wing. I don't care about all this stuff that they make in the military makes. It'll do no good. But the word of God that we heard today, apply that to your life, and there's your feathers. There's your wings. If we get underneath that, nothing can harm us. You know, I was thinking yesterday, they said some of the firefighters almost got caught in some of those crosswinds and storms and stuff. And I thought, well, you know, they're brave, they're human, and they're doing their job. But there's one that walked through the fire for me. And it didn't kill him. It put him on a cross, sure. But he's walking right now through your life. Whatever fire you're going through, he's right there with you. And if he can't be consumed, you can't be consumed.
That's right.
Right. But that's human nature, that we want to protect human beings, and that's fine. But we got a God that fire doesn't bother him at all.
Amen.
You ask the three Hebrew children.
Right.
It didn't bother them either. God went down there with them. I love what Brother Branham said that time. He said, an angel said, you, let me go down there. Wormwood said, let me go down there. Let me go down there. And God said, nah, this one's mine.
Right.
I'm going down there myself. And I believe he's come down here in the end time. Himself,
right,
the Son of Man, to live in the hearts of the people and to destroy Satan by God in human flesh.
Right.
Not by swords, not by chemicals and material. Mm-mm. No, our flesh. That's how he's going to be defeated. And that's where he beats on all the time, and that's okay.
Right.
But we know there's one inside of us that's greater. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Right.
Amen. You love the Lord? Let's give our brother a big hand. Wonderful job. You know, Isaiah was a real young man. I mean, really young. He was very young. I think 20 or so years old. So, brothers, sisters, God can use you at that age.
Right.
But you got to say, as Isaiah said, though, first clean me up,
right. Then
use me.
Right.
I always tell people when we baptize, I said, you got to repent. The Bible just don't say being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is right. Peter said, repent and be baptized.
Right.
So repent, and that'll do you some good. You'll get the promise. Thank God for the promises that we have. Amen.
Amen.
Good to be here. Good to have you here today. I hope something's been said that'll strike your heart. If not today, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. But we're going to pray over the food. The food's downstairs ready for you. Just worship, fellowship, whatever we got downstairs, you just do whatever we need to do. The young people, y'all eat, and then we'll all gather in there behind you and eat too. But thank you all for coming. God bless you. Brother Martin, God bless you for bringing your young people with you. We sure appreciate them. Now, if you don't have anywhere to go tomorrow, we'll have service tomorrow at 10 o'clock here, and Brother Darrell will be speaking for us again. We don't have second service anymore, so we just have the first service starting at 10 o'clock. So thank you all for coming, and don't leave. We still got other fellowship downstairs that we can fellowship together, but God bless you. Let's pray before we go and dismiss, and we'll pray over the food here, so you just continue on down. And just remember, Brother Darrell, that God will keep him strong for tomorrow, and that he'll bring the message to us again. And then next Sunday will be a regular service, and we sure appreciate the Lord. We appreciate what he did for Brother Darrell, where he can pour his heart out to me and you, and we sure appreciate that. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you do confound the scholars. They're looking for all these different things. They're looking for a shout and a voice and a trumpet. They're looking for the eastern skies to break forth. Lord God, you sent us a prophet in the end time to tell us that that's going on right now, and that we're receiving that message, that trump, Lord. I pray today that we heard that call. And Lord, if it's some that need salvation, healing, Lord, just a spark from you, Lord, I pray today that we'll get that, Father. All of us, from the oldest to the youngest. Father, be with Brother Darrell and keep him strong, Father. Give him supernatural strength, Lord. And I pray as we go downstairs to eat our natural food that you'll sanctify it, Lord, to the nourishment of our bodies. And Lord, you'll use us for this kingdom, and we will be the light that's going to shine in this world, Father. Thank you for all the ones come, Lord. I pray that you'll be with them, Lord. If they have to go back on the highways, that you'll protect them, Father. And be with each one, Lord. Be with the ones that are sick that couldn't make it, Lord. We ask you to just bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.